thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
We're back again. But this time, it's just Damien and myself.
Oh, you know what?
Mate, how good
the
is
air
this?
Team. The
exactly.
Air team.
How good is it not having Jay just crapping on?
Gee, I'm not getting. No, I'm not going down this route with you.
It's not going to matter. Nobody listens. Your mum's the only one that listens to the podcast, so it doesn't matter.
I'll have you know that there's at least three other people.
Oh, right. Your brother, right. Your sister-in-law, and dad.
Yeah,
we got them all. You're beauty.
I think there's one of your relatives in there as well.
No, like mum and dad don't.
Second cousin
care.
Or something like that.
No, they don't care.
They won't even listen to you.
Mate, my wife won't even listen to me live on the radio.
She won't even listen to you when you're at home.
That's exactly right. She listens to me crap on way too much at home. Why listen on the podcast?
She's like, enough already.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend, mate?
This weekend, well, I'm doing a lap of the lake for
one
thing.
Of course.
We will be doing a race. And then I've got a birthday party, my mother-in-law's birthday party. I'll be doing a bit of that sort of stuff.
When you could, because your mother-in-law's Tongan, right?
She's Tongan,
so when you, will they do like a hungy or a massive barbecue?
Ah, look, we have done that, but this isn't one of those milestone birthdays.
Ah, right. Yeah. She's just old now. Officially old, so it doesn't matter anymore.
No. This is just the in-between birthdays.
Ah, right. You know, very lucky. I tried to suck it in there, but you weren't coming.
I'm not falling down that horrible well. Yes. Well of disaster.
So, because... I've had a couple of hungies playing rugby for Penrith, and there was a lot of Polynesians. There were a lot of Cook Islanders there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, the hungies that they do are just superb. And travelling to Fiji a couple of times, can't they cook?
Oh, come on.
Man. Can
cook and sing. I tell you when these parties happen,
bastards.
You get all those voices coming in.
Yeah,
and actually, some of them are kind of sad. They got this beautiful sad sort of harmony. You see them all crying.
Yeah.
They could be singing, I'm walking on sunshine, but it's, I'm walking on. But beautiful.
Sunshine.
Beautiful.
They're amazing.
But their harmonies, I tell you.
Yeah. Right, well, they do it right from the get-go, don't they?
That's it. It's natural. They have it. Yep. It's just amazing.
And they're in church all the time. And it's just amazing. Hey, you know what? I know this isn't tourism Polynesia, but...
It's not.
Tell you what, they should get us to do it because, this has been a fantastic ad.
I tell you what, it's the
get
ultimate
to some
ad.
Of the Polynesian airlines.
We should get to Deneru Island or something like that for free.
Absolutely.
For free after this.
Absolutely.
The Sheraton.
If not... Well, then you suck for not giving us anything for free.
So it's National Carers Week this week, and it is hard to believe that there's over 2.5 million Australians that are caring for their loved ones, unpaid care, and it's a job that most people don't expect to have. It's thrusted upon them, but they do it out of love. And two very well-known Australian sisters are caring for their beautiful mum. And this year, they are the ambassadors of Carers Week. Lisa and Jess from the Veronicas, so good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Can you tell us a little bit about your beautiful mama, Colleen?
Our mummy is our hero. She's our best friend. She toured with us for the last 15 years of the Veronicas, so we call her the third Veronica. She's got an amazing sense of humour, the best taste in food. She's just a little pixie angel. And 5 years ago, she was diagnosed with a rare neurological condition called progressive supranuclear palsy, which is the... decline of motor and cognitive function. And it is incredibly rare. Only a couple of thousand Australians have ever been diagnosed. But as we're learning about this disease, we've become carers for her. And it is an incredibly difficult and overwhelming position to be in, to see the person that you love step by step losing the personal autonomy of freedom that they deserve. But it is a huge honour to be able to be there and care for her.
Yeah, look, I mean, we all love our parents, and when something like this is thrust upon you, your mother has looked after you all your life, now you're taking on that role to look after her. It must be very emotional for you, like a roller coaster really at times.
Yeah, it's indescribable the grief that we feel every day. It's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. That being said, she raised us to be strong women with respect, integrity, care, and love and love. And that's what it comes down to, is just connecting with the most compassionate parts of yourself for yourself and for the person that you're caring for every day.
And I think that's the you hit it on the nail on the head there. It is all about love, and it's looking after these people in your life that are so special to you. But there's hurdles that you've got to climb over every single day. Have you got any messages for people who are listening now who aren't a carer, as what the inside's like for you guys as carers, what you're going through, and what these other 2.5 million Australians are going through as well as carers?
What we want to say is just a huge thank you. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your love. Thank you for caring so much. It is an incredibly difficult position, and it can feel isolating, and that's why doing this with you guys right now is so important. We want people to know that they can share their stories, that there are people there to connect to if they need the support. carersweek.com.au are, you know, listening to your stories right now. We've shared our story
resource.
There.
It's a
beautiful resource. And just to know that you're not alone.
And for anyone that does know a carer, you know, you can support them, give them love. You know, sometimes as the carer, you're completely exhausting yourself emotionally, physically, mentally every single day. It's hard to ask for help. So if you are, you know, someone just observing someone going through that, please drop them off some groceries or do something to brighten their day. You know, just really give them the love and support too, because they're doing the absolute most for the person in their life that they're there for.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's so true. And I hope you guys are looking after yourselves as well throughout all of this, because obviously it will be very, very trying for you. You know, how do you escape, I suppose, every now and then? Do you lose yourself in the music, or what do you do to try and just give yourself a little break when you need it?
For us, actually,
we're not good at that, are we?
No, we're not good at that.
No.
It's the most, to be honest, the thing we want more than anything is to have the absolute time with her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we even snuck a couch. She's in palliative care. We snuck a couch that pulls out into a bed into her where she lives there, and we sleep over. And I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but we do that.
But
you know,
we
bend the rules because we want to spend the most time with her. But you know, we will take days, like if Jess needs a day off, or you know, to take care of herself and vice versa, we're there for each other. So we're very lucky we have each other.
And your mum's very lucky that she has you as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are doing her so proud. And like you said, she raised two beautiful young ladies, and without you, who knows where she would be? And I think that's the importance of care, is without all these people that so selflessly give themselves, where would all these other people be that need help and they're at the most desperate point in their lives? So, you know, our hat goes off to you, and everyone else is in the same position as you, because it is really a commendable thing that you're doing for your mum.
Thank you.
Thank
I think
you.
That affording the people that you love dignity until their last breath is one of the greatest gifts that we can give as humans, and that just comes down to love and affection and care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a great honor, but it is a huge responsibility. And just thank you to anyone that's listening that is in that position and doing that. We see you, and we thank you, and we salute you.
Well, look, thanks a million for sharing yourselves with us this morning. It really means an awful lot, and hopefully by you talking to us this morning, it will create more awareness out there for Carers Week and for anyone who's going through exactly the same thing. Really appreciate your time this morning, girls.
Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. We're all feeling here really and truly. Wish you all the best, guys, and for your mum as well. It is a hard time for all of you.
Yeah, and it's so nice that you share your story, because as you said, there's so many people in like where we are, and they don't get any recognition, and they are those unsung heroes that are just behind closed doors struggling day in and day out every day. So it's so good that you're really putting yourselves out there.
It's an honour to. Thank you both. And thank you for giving us so much airtime on this. It's so important, and we just do appreciate it. Thank you.
No dramas. And then hopefully next time we're talking to you about your music and maybe Celebrity Apprentice and God bless.
Yeah, we love that.
Enjoy all your time with your special third Veronica too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Look after yourselves, guys. We'll see you again, all right?
See y'all.
Take care.
Please. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm crying, man. Bloody hell.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strady, and now Damien Leith.
Everyone's having babies.
Yeah.
I was at the ultrasound place yesterday to do the 19-week ultrasound, and the ultrasound technician, Brooke, she had 18 ultrasounds that day. She said in the 15 years she's been a technician, She's never done more ultrasounds than she has now. It's the COVID kid.
COVID, because that's what people were doing all the way through COVID. You're the same, you, Milko.
Shagging.
What else are you going to do in lockdown?
Yeah. Maybe take up a new hobby. Let's just go get drunk and root. Seriously.
I've got to tell you to stop looking inside my window.
It's only the one time. Must have been that night.
That night.
Out of 365 days of the year,
yes.
You really picked it. We were having a good laugh with Brooke about that too, and just talking about, like, in the future, they'll look back and go, you know, you had the baby boom. They'll look back and go, the COVID boom.
The COVID boom.
Like, it is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And we're having a good look at the ultrasound, and it was going so well. Checking out all the bits and pieces. My husband's a bit of a science nerd, so he's like going, oh, what are you looking at there? And what are you looking at the brain for? And can you see, can they smell? And can you see the eyes? And is the cornea there? I'm like, sweetheart, just...
Shut up.
Just let her do the picture.
He's that guy. Yeah, he's that guy at the ultrasound. You go, the ultrasound technicians are going, oh, no, Damn, I got well, one of these.
Give you a bit of an insight into Milko. He's not just that guy at the ultrasound. He's that guy at the golf. He's that guy at sport. He's that guy at everything.
He is that guy. Okay.
The nerdiest nerd I've known, but he's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Nerds are wonderful.
Things had a little bit of a turn.
Oh, no.
Because you're there and you're excited, the anticipation of the ultrasound, and they look like a real baby, and it took a bit of a turn when after a while she's gone, kept trying to move the thing around. She's like, oh, I'm going to have to get you to come back tomorrow.
Oh,
and, you know, your heart drops. And you're
yeah,
like,
of course,
what's wrong?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Why do you have to get me to come back tomorrow? And she goes, well, we've run out of time and I still need to get the spine. I'm like, what's wrong with the spine? Something wrong with the spine? What, have we got spina bifida? What's happening? And she's like... I'm such an extremist.
You're jumping a lot of steps ahead.
She's looking at the screen.
She's going, my iPad's not working here. I need to get batteries between now and tomorrow.
That's it, though. And then she's like, no, I need that shot because I've got to tick all these boxes at a 19-week ultrasound. Baby's not moving. We've run out of time. So come back in. Everything's fine. It'll be a quick 5 minutes. You'll be in, you'll be out. Exhale. And then my hubby said, can I get some photos? And she's like, sweet. And he goes, I only want two. One of the baby's head, like the 4D shot, and then one of the other head. Because I've got
He's got a photo.
And she's done all the arrows to the boy bit.
It's too early to be measuring, you know? It's too early.
No, don't worry, Milko will continue to measure as this kid keeps growing.
After three girls, he just is glad something's there. He doesn't care how big it is.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith.
Oh, hello. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Jade, have you got roof racks on your car?
No, not on my current vehicle.
Why not? They're all the rage, don't you know?
Everybody's doing it.
Don't you know? About that weird bubble thing on your car. What do they call that thing?
Oh, well, you've got that. I know what you're referring to, the little kind of hub thing that you put on your roof racks.
The storage.
We've taken that off. Okay, so on the Leith family car, we've got roof racks put on, all right? And we've never used them other than putting a little hubble thing on the roof. Yesterday, we decided to go down to, where was it? Fairy Meadow Beach.
Oh, right.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, you're picking a new beach every day, it feels like.
It's a dog-friendly beach as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Billy's going to love that. Billy, our dog, he can't wait. I know he can't. He's never seen the sea. Anyway, we decided to bring the surfboards.
Yeah.
Now, we never strapped anything to the roof roof racks.
Oh, you've never done it before?
Ever.
So did you have, like, proper straps to...
We had the straps. We had all the gear. So we had the surfboards, we put them up, and we did like everybody else. We got on YouTube on the side of the road, how to put surfboards onto your roof rack.
As you do.
Come on, who hasn't done it? So I found a video that said 28 seconds, you can get your surfboard on.
Okay.
I followed the video implicitly. We drove off. The surfboard started moving. Pulled over again. Eileen was like, pull over. That's not on properly. So then Jarvis got on to another YouTube video, again on the side of the road, and we got extra reinforcements. Good on him. He did it. All right. He did a great job. Put the surfboards on that didn't move. All right. Showed Dad how to do it. We went off. Wonderful time. Great time at the beach. On our way back, now this is where roof racks, all right, because you don't have roof racks,
no,
Jade.
I don't.
This is one of the difficult things. When you don't have them, you have no idea how high your car is, All right.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided to go into Coles.
Yeah.
All right, just to pick up some bits and bobs. And we had to go into the underground car park. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. A lot of stuff on the roof. We were freaking out, okay? Island's like, stop, as I'm going down the hill.
We're not
going
to make it.
I'm going down the ramp towards the underground car park. It says it's 2.1 meters. Like, this is it, we're over. We've got to be over 2.1 meters. So we get really, really close to it. And we go really slow, like really, really slow. We're all listening. The kids are listening in the back for a scratching noise, you know.
Yeah.
And then from behind we can hear beep, beep. This guy beeping behind. We're like, come on, give us a break. All right, we're about to destroy this car park. All right, just give us a second. Beep, beep, they're beeping. So in the end, in despair, we just went, oh, well, stuff it. They're beeping at us from behind to tell us to move on. Let's just ram in there. So we went in. Turns out we didn't scratch the roof. As we went in to park our car, the car from behind comes zipping past us with a big wardrobe on the top of the car. We're like, all right, okay, all right. We're not quite 2.1 meters, all right. We'll know for future sake.
Yeah, they went 2.1 meters. They were more like 1.2 meters.
I think we were. We were 1.2 meters.
That's right. Better to be safe than sorry. And his wardrobe was upright.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Did you hear last Saturday, the Sideline View?
Fantastic. Loved it.
Every Saturday now between 1 and 4, Wave FM, our own Sowie joins us. And I tell you, last week, that show was pretty good.
It was good for the first show.
I know. Well, I just thought that they'd be sloppy and all over the place. But yeah. No, they did a great job.
Come on. These guys know what they're doing.
They do.
Sowie, for goodness sake.
The thing is, though, like, it was good because I'm like, sport, meh. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But I actually had to listen and I found it interesting. I was getting my sports news in bite-sized pieces
in between songs.
So it was good.
They had Brian Gorgon, the Hawks head coach. He is like the master of all coaches. So we're going to catch up with Sowie right now. Mate, you sat in the big chair and, mate, you did all right, big fella. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Solzy pressed all the buttons. I pretty much sat there and came on after doing karaoke, listening to all the songs. But that was good last week. Lots of sport going around. Lots of local sport too, Straney, which is important to cover. A couple of big grand finals in the AFL down there and Group 7 this week with Mick Cronin's team.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Of course. And of course, in the NRL, we've got the finals footy. So both winners go through to the grand final next weekend. Look, I've got to say now, I'm a little bit upset about the grand final being so late on a Sunday night.
Here we go.
Oh, gee.
Well, it's just like we've got to get up early the next morning. Oh, gee. I mean, I used to love it when it was in the afternoon. I mean, Sowie, what are your thoughts? 7 p.m. or like...
I clock off, Jade, so I don't have work until late Monday afternoon. I'll be pissed Sunday night.
You bastard.
Right.
You lucky guy.
Okay, time to hang up.
All right. Two great games, though. This is going to be a ripper.
Yeah, look, two great games. All right, so the pick to score this week is Raiders versus the Storm. Where are you? Now, I hope you're going to say the Storm on this one.
Yeah, look, I think, Damien, this is going to be a tight game. And as the week's sort of gone on, I've thought Melbourne all along for a while to win the whole thing. But this Canberra Raiders side is just a totally different side. They've been able to reinvent themselves. They're on this big redemption tour. I mean, tonight's possibly the last time for rugby league fans that we're going to see Cameron Smith play in an NRL game. So there's so much emotion and storyline around this game. I think Melbourne win. I think it's somewhere in the region of 20-18. It'll be tight. It'll be tight early on. I think there might be some points later on this game, but I can see Melbourne maybe just escaping because they have Cameron Smith, and I think he's going to be too good in and around the ruck.
Yeah, right.
20 Damien's points to 18, so. Pop it in. You've got a chance to win the cash.
That's right, Wave FM footy tipping.
Yep, wavefm.com.au.
Damien's a massive Storms fan. Aren't you, like, related to someone like...
Yeah, Antonio Cafusi.
Cafusi's my
wife's cousin. No, it's my wife's cousin. Straight up cousin. So
straight up. My cousin bro.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got to keep it in the family. That's how it works.
Sowie, who wins, Panthers, Rabbitohs? Just the Panthers by a ton?
No, I think this could be high scoring. I think this could be like 30-28.
Wow, okay.
There's two ways. Yeah, it could be a real a points fest, or it could be a Penrith side that blow South Sydney away early on. just because South Sydney have been up for so long. So, I think that Penrith win that game, but there's no great confidence there. South Sydney are playing really well, Straney, and I think that potentially we see Melbourne v Penrith next week. But the one thing we won't see is Parramatta in the finals, mate.
They, shut up, Jamie. No, great to talk to you, Jamie. Shut up. All right, tell her, get off the phone. Great to talk to you, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Hello. Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
They're very excited to hear you perform live. Usually people have to pay for this, Damien, but these guys are getting it for free. We've put on a little bit of a spread.
Yeah.
And you said that today you were going to be doing an 80s tune from a Scandinavian outfit. Roxette.
It's not Roxette. ABBA. It's not ABBA. It's not Bjork either. I know there was a couple of...
The Proclaimers, are they from Scandinavia?
They're Scotland.
Oh, right, okay. I'll just let you do the song, hey?
All right, it is Aha. All right.
Oh, Take On Me.
Take On Me.
All right, I better get out of the way. Jive and Joel come in here. Guys, give them a big round of applause. Wave FM's Rooftop Session.
Anyone listening at home can sing along in the car, wherever you are.
Talking away, I don't know why. I'm to say I said anyway. Today's another day and I'll find you shying away. I'll be coming for your lover anyway. Take on me. Never better to be safe than sorry, and take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two. Coming for you anyway, and take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two.
That wraps it on the Wave FM Rooftop Session with multi-instrument. I have to let people know that you were doing guitar and the keyboard and you were singing at the same time.
I was freaking out on the keyboard, to be totally honest.
my hands are shaking. Oh. I was like, which button will I press?
Well, you're a professional and you can hit the high notes, that's for sure. Another Wave FM rooftop session, Damien Leith taking on Aha. And if you've got a song you would like him to take on, you can give us a suggestion anytime on our Facebook page, Wave FM 96.5.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.